Just some personal remarks from Paul while he is in a Roman prison. 2 Timothy 4, verse 9. Do your best to come to me quickly, for Demas, because he loved this world, has deserted me and has gone to Thessalonica. Crescens has gone to Galatia and Titus to Dalmatia. Only Luke is with me. Get Mark and bring him with you, because he is helpful to me in my ministry. I send Tychicus to Ephesus. When you come, bring the cloak that I left with Carpus at Troas and my scrolls, especially the parchments. Alexander, the metal worker, did me a great deal of harm. The Lord will repay him for what he has done. You too should be on your guard against him, because he strongly opposed our message. At my first offence, no one came to my support, but everyone deserted me. May it not be held against them. But the Lord stood at my side and gave me strength, so that through me the message might be fully proclaimed, and all the Gentiles might hear it. And I was delivered from the lion's mouth. The Lord will rescue me from every evil attack and will bring me safely to his heavenly kingdom. To him be glory forever and ever. Amen. It was in 2004 that the former Premier of Tasmania, Jim Bacon, stood in front of a press conference with his wife, Honey, of all names, at his side, and said this: "The choice is basically between trying to continue on with my work or spend the hopefully many years I have left enjoying life with my darling Honey and my family and all of my mates, all of whom I have neglected badly over the 30 years that I have been so obsessed with work." As it turned out, he only lived a few short months. He had lung cancer. But I thought it was particularly potent what he said, that he had neglected his family, he had neglected his mates for a long, long time. I was reminded earlier this year when I preached again on this text how important friendships are. My wife, Marianne's father, passed away in January, and we quickly flew to Tasmania. Marianne got to see him, which was nice, just before he died. You always feel better when you can say goodbye. And then on her phone, she gets text messages and phone calls from members of the congregation and her friends. And when we came back after travelling the country doing a funeral both in Hobart and in Perth for Dad, because he came from Perth anyway, long story, but away we went around the place doing these funerals, there was cards from the congregation and support and how are you and all that. And it just reminds one how important friendships are for people. When we think of Paul, at least in my mind, you think of a spiritual giant amongst men. Here is a guy that brought the gospel throughout the Roman world. He travelled, he was shipwrecked, he was beaten, he was persecuted, he stood firm for the Lord Jesus in all circumstances. And yet, as you read this particular letter of Paul, which I believe is the most personal letter of Paul that you find in the New Testament. 2 Corinthians is personal, but this, I think, is more personal again. You really feel the heart of a man who longs, cries out for the companionship of other Christians, of those he had loved in the past. He cries out to Timothy, come to me quickly. For all in the province in Rome have deserted me. He desired the companionship of his son in the faith. Do your best to come to me quickly. On my long service leave in 2004, we did a bit of travelling. We camped in lots of different places. And I came across someone in our travels. We went to a different church every Sunday. We didn't get to the Catholics, but Charismatics, Baptists, Salvation Army, no Reformed churches really until the end. And I came across a guy and I spoke to him and he spoke to me and he said, I used to be a pastor of a church and then I got sick. And then I was put aside. And he said, I longed for the companionship, the support of someone to come to my home. He said, I used to look down the road looking for members of my former congregation to come up the road. But nobody came. He felt so very, very much alone. To Timothy again, come to me quickly. Demas gets a special mention here by the Apostle Paul for Demas because he loved this world, has deserted me and gone to Thessalonica. I think the reason Demas is mentioned is because he was a companion of Paul. He was a fellow worker, a close friend. He's mentioned twice in other epistles. Someone that was very, very close to Paul. And yet, he deserted Paul. To make this a sort of a Reformed thing, and I noticed David did it yesterday, he had a John Calvin quote, and I'd like to do the same today. I thought John Calvin had a different perspective on Demas than what we might normally do. He says, but we are not to suppose that he completely denied Christ and gave himself over again to ungodliness or the allurements of the world. That's my impression when I read it, that he did those things. But John Calvin says not. But he says this, that he only cared more for his own convenience and safety than for the life of Paul. Sort of a different perspective than my initial one, where you sort of think he ditched the whole Christian faith. When is a friend not a friend? When it's just inconvenient for him to put any effort into you at all, I suppose. Our greatest disappointments, I would think, come from people that we think we have a close relationship with. We feel like we have some sort of community with. And then when we get into a crisis or disappointments or sadness, those people are nowhere to be found. I think that's what pains us the most. We don't always expect it from others, but from our friends or those we say are our friends, we do expect support and encouragement. So it really reveals the humanity of Paul, a passage like this one. I just wanted to throw out a few conclusions. The first thing, and we sometimes sing it, we're never alone. It's a great song like that, we're never alone. Our greatest need as human beings is to be part of the family of God. And Jesus says, you know, we're no longer going to call you servants, but friends. And so we're never alone. We have a friendship in Jesus Christ. We all know that old hymn. You mightn't sing it all that often, but are we weak and heavy laden, cumbered with a load of care? Precious Saviour, still our refuge, take it to the Lord in prayer. Do thy friends despise, forsake thee? Take it to the Lord in prayer. In his arms he'll take and shield thee. Thou wilt find a solace there. What a friend we have in Jesus. Secondly, I want to say that friendships are so very important in the Christian life. Jesus didn't call one disciple, but he called the whole group together. And he had his own special friends amongst that group. And we're not an island. We're not alone in the Christian life. And I believe that coming to conferences like this one should encourage and foster friendships. And yet there are people that aren't here today, some for whatever reasons, but there'll be some that just don't want to be here because they don't feel like they find the encouragement they need here. I think that's true. Friends and companionship in the faith are such a very important thing. I think ministers have trouble in being good friends to other ministers because we're a picky bunch. I think we're critical. I think when someone speaks, we examine what they say. We think through our minds how we might have said it differently. We have a meter that says how orthodox you are or unorthodox or left or right of centre. And perhaps we can't do much about these things that happen. And yet, grace should also be our greatest virtue. And we struggle very much, or I struggle in this. And I think we all struggle very much to be gracious, to forgive, to give the other person the benefit of the doubt. Sometimes we're more used to adversarial settings, it seems. But Paul, here, we just grab his humanity. That warmth for fellow human beings. They say to, I've heard when the World Trade Center was hit with those planes turned into missiles, that nobody rang up their stockbroker who was stuck in the top of those buildings, but they all rang their friends and family. At the end of the day, these people are precious, and we have to put time and energy into them. There's something wonderful about being a dependable friend, to be with someone in their hour of need. And it can be practical. I like the way Paul just says, bring my parchments, bring my cloak. And I think for all of us here, I tend to think parchments and scrolls. Well, maybe it's Bibles. Maybe it's just letter writing material. He wanted to keep the communication going with other people. But we can do that. We can write emails. We can send texts. I'm not a texting person. I don't really like mobile phones. It's switched off in my room. And yet I got one from my son that allows me to type on it with a QWERTY keyboard. So I think, well, that's great. This year, there was a lady I couldn't get to in hospital for months. And every day I would just type out a text and send it. And she said that was the only thing at that time that kept her going. We can do that for each other, actually. Emails, write a note when people are struggling, say we're thinking of them, say we pray for them. Practical things are always a great benefit to the Christian, and we can do that even though we're living sometimes thousands of miles away from each other. So that's all I wanted to say, really. Paul was an apostle, a giant in the faith. He needed friends. We're not Paul, but we certainly need friends. Amen.